Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 14th of February, recording at 7:58 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. And happy Valentine's Day to you. And, gentlemen, I hope you all had the time to get your good ladies the roses, chocolates, cards, and other goodies to enjoy the day. Okay, what about these markets here? First, stock markets, well, quiet for the most part. And we're getting a little bit of a pause here, which looks like a consolidation. We haven't seen much in the way of downward dynamics. Although the Australian index, again, that's an important leader, that fell just over 0.5% here, 24 points. That was a little bigger than we usually see on the downside in Australia. And that occurred after a pause in, I think, the two or three preceding days, although New Zealand was still higher. In Asia, good day on Hong Kong, up 1.24%. And the Nikkei, which had been closed on Friday, did manage to gap up out of its trading range. I mean, there would have been something very wrong if it hadn't done that. I could have used a little bit, I would have liked to have seen a little bit more strength on the upside than actually occurred, but the signs are all favorable. Lots of sirens outside at the moment, but I don't think they're coming for me, so we should be all right. Now, the most dramatic action taking, well, let me get there in sequence. A lot on the website today, including 25 charts, and I hope you like all those chart links. Well, if you don't, you don't have to open them, do you? But I find that the charts are always my eyes on the world, and I don't think I'd be informed about anything if I didn't have those price charts. And, of course, we can have all those price charts and not feel informed about anything but confused, but I think most of those price charts were pretty interesting, particularly when we get to the area of what's going on in the precious metals right now. Now, I've been saying that in gold that I'd like to see an upward dynamic. Of course, the gold market doesn't care what I would like to see, but I'd identified that upward dynamic as being, say, a single day move on the upside of about $10. That's because, to use that old cliche, markets don't ring bells. Well, sometimes they do. When you get a particularly strong dynamic in one direction or another. And sometimes we see the downward dynamics coming off a high, and it makes it much easier to know what's actually taking place, and conversely, the upward dynamics off the lows. Well, gold bullion hasn't done that. But, you know, this move has been pretty persistent in here. This is not at all hesitant. And I speak now, the gold's a bit stronger than on those charts that I posted. I did update them once, but then you can kind of think, well, you know, get the thing up on the website here, because is an extra dollar going to make all that much difference in the interpretation? But we're last trading here at 425.85. So this has been a consecutive day push on the upside, and it has taken out some resistance in the process. Now, that looks pretty good to me, but as I said in my opening comments in the public section of the comment of the day, that we'd have to use commonality to look elsewhere. And you saw on some of those indices, or you will if you have a chance to look at them, some upside key reversals, weekly key reversals, and some pretty good upward dynamics. Then, of course, the silver upward dynamic. So I am very much of the view that the gold market did bottom down at 410.40, I believe was the price, but I mentioned it in comment of the day, that silver has led the way on the upside this time, and that platinum is pretty firm overall. And if we see that platinum breaking up above the $890 level, I believe, and holding for more than a few days, get a good decisive breakout from that level and move away from it, that will be exceptionally bullish for the sector. Will it do it? Well, I think it probably will. And looking at that silver chart and my comment, particularly on the weekly silver chart, my comment that I could see it going back and testing those previous highs over $8 in the possibly in the next few months. Why did I lighten a little bit on my baby step silver tactic? And well, because that's the way I play silver, which tends to be very volatile. Buy it on the weakness. Sometimes I buy it quite aggressively, sometimes more lightly than on other occasions. I bought more lightly on the last dip down for various reasons. But I'm now lightening, taking profits. And if it falls back 10 or 15, 20 cents, let alone a good deal more, I'm sure I'll be adding some positions there. And did I mention the gold shares? Yes, I believe I did. And there was some pretty good action overall. So how do we tie all this together? What does it mean to have gold moving up, and what does it mean, if anything, for stock markets? Well, of course, it's not just gold, because I've been talking about the steady-ish performance of industrial metals, and actually the precious had been lagging until sort of the middle of last week. So what does it all mean? Well, I think it's endgame stuff. And by that I mean that this very good rally that's 2 weeks shy, global stock market rally is 2 weeks shy of being 2 years old on average, is showing some of the ending signals or other indicators are flashing to indicate that. Now, first we have the rising interest rates. That is not bullish for stock markets. It's just a matter of time before that is a noticeable headwind for equities. And we'll be lucky if it's just a headwind, because sometimes it has the sudden effect of a sandbag dropping on top of on top of markets. But I don't want to create too many frightening images in here. I think we've still got some time in these markets. Then people are writing and making all sorts of bullish comments about, look at all this fantastic M&A activity. Well, yeah, that's great in the short term, but all this M&A activity, all the takeovers and so on that we're seeing, is an end game. You don't get that at the bottom of bear markets. You get that when stock markets have been doing really quite well for a period of time. So that's an ending signal, but it doesn't mean that, you know, that the game is over and that we pick up our chips or collect our chips and walk away from the game, the ending phase. First, we don't know whether it's going to be a matter of weeks or months, and it also is often the most profitable phase of any market cycle. But the temptation to resist is the fact is that because people have been coming back into the market and the market has continued to rise, that people then sort of take that and go on and extrapolating it indefinitely on the upside, because they have a vested interest, of course, and they want the market to go higher. We've got to try to maintain our objectivity in here. Getting back to the gold shares and all these other mining resource stocks that are doing so exceptionally well, from the oils to the, you know, the Rio Tintos and the billet and so on, that is classic late in the cycle type of action, that we get those commodity shares, particularly the industrial commodity shares, and doing exceptionally well. So we just want to remain alert in here, and I will certainly endeavor to do that on your behalf, and some of you out there, generous souls, will endeavor to do that on my behalf with the interesting emails that you send in. Or tell me if you think I'm wrong. Now, moving on to the currency markets in here today. We wouldn't have this upward action on gold and the bottom of the gold market without some evidence that maybe the U.S. dollar had seen the end of its run. Well, you know my view. Just as I was saying, well, I've been saying pretty much all month that I thought that the gold decline was virtually over, although I couldn't say it was over. because I didn't see the technical evidence that it was over. I can now say I have seen the technical evidence. It's not overwhelming, but it's strong enough for me to think, yes, the odds clearly indicate that gold probably has bottomed in here. And for pretty much the whole month, I've been saying that I thought that we had seen the best part of the dollar's rally, that it was probably mostly over, but I couldn't say that it was over because I hadn't seen any technical evidence that it was over. Well, I can now say that I certainly see at least preliminary evidence that that dollar rally is over. And it comes from various sources. The strong move that we're seeing in the Australian dollar recently. Fortunately, I've still got a long position there. The U.S. dollar index, which got up to that 85 level, natural resistance point, if you look at that on the weekly chart, and backed has backed away, and it now looks like we're getting an upside failure on the break above 84. You can see that on the daily chart. So the evidence is certainly growing, and therefore I think we can expect a change in sentiment here fairly soon. We'll begin to see that reflected in the financial TV and press. And what else to mention here? Steadier action on some soft commodities, things like soybeans. These are still very much baby steps plays in overall base formation development. Baby step plays in base development means that one buys them on weakness, not on rallies. But I do notice a firmer tone in a number of these. And I think that's pretty much it. So I will just wish you all the very best.